From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. President Obama is using his weekly address to criticize the Supreme Court decision this week, lifting some campaign spending limits from labor unions and corporations. The president says all Americans, regardless of party, should be concerned that what he called special interest lobbyists will have greater leverage to get elected officials to vote their way.
Even foreign corporations can now get into the act. I can't think of anything more devastating to the public interest. The last thing we need to do is hand more influence to the lobbyists in Washington, or more power to the special interests to tip the outcome of elections.
Mr. Obama also says that it will now be harder to win what he called fair financial reforms and to close tax loopholes that allow corporations to shelter their income. The court's 5-4 decision overturned two decisions and threw out parts of a 6-decade-old law that prohibited companies and unions from funding their own campaign ads for and against individual candidates. Haitian economic officials are lifting tax and custom fees with neighboring Dominican Republic in hopes of increasing trade and the flow of goods into the country. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports that they are also working to loosen up goods that are currently trapped in the port.
The economics minister was saying that there are a lot of goods that are tied up at the port right now, a lot of goods that were sent by family members outside the country that were en route to people in Haiti when the earthquake hit. There are also a lot of commercial goods, food, electronics, things like that. They're going to try to get all of those out in the next 15 days or so and free things up so that people can get access to things that have just been sitting in the port that people simply have not been able to access. And they said that that should be able to help people out to some degree, people who are without clothes, people who are sleeping out on the streets.
The price of oil and, in turn, gasoline continued its recent decline yesterday. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
Various factors have combined to reverse a previous spike in energy costs lately. By early last week, oil had climbed near $84 per barrel, pulling along gasoline and other fuels. Since then, it has fallen 11%. A rising U.S. dollar, in which oil is priced, has helped push oil back down. But the main influence has been a reassessment of global supply and demand. With China trying to slow its fast-growing economy to curb inflation, and with lingering doubts about the strength of the U.S. and other economies, futures traders expect less energy use. Meanwhile, the Energy Information Administration has reported increased gasoline inventories. U.S. light sweet crude closed down $1.54 at $74.54 per barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation has taken over 5 more banks. Regulators took over banks in Florida, Missouri, New Mexico, Oregon, and Washington. So far, 9 banks have failed just this year. This is NPR News. Just days after suspending direct flights from Yemen's capital, the British government has raised its terror threat level to severe, meaning that government officials consider an attack to be highly likely. Home Secretary Ellen Johnson says there is no specific intelligence suggesting that an attack is expected soon. Johnson says the decision to increase the level of vigilance was based on a range of factors, including the capability of terror groups in the UK and elsewhere. A Minnesota mom who was fined almost $2 million last year for illegally downloading music had her penalty reduced yesterday by a U.S. District Court judge. NPR's Netta Ulibi reports.
Jamie Thomas Rossett was the first person who went to court to fight the Recording Industry Association of America over downloading music. Her case dragged on for years. Thousands of other people settled with the music industry for downloading tunes without paying for them, but Thomas Rossett fought back, saying she was innocent. But her testimony changed over the years, and a jury ultimately fined her $80,000 for every one of the 24 songs found on her computer. Judge Michael Davis described the award as monstrous and shocking. He reduced the total amount to $54,000, which he said was still significant and harsh. The recording industry has a week to either accept the new award or take Thomas Rossett back to court for a third full trial. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
Pop star Shakira performed at the Los Angeles portion of last night's Hope for Now telethon to raise money for earthquake recovery efforts in Haiti. The singer had already announced an educational foundation would build a school in Haiti. Some of the celebrities, including sports figures and actors, were in New York and other cities. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News, Washington.